My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Click the link in the description now. So you don't believe in the Big Bang because it's a theory? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, there's no one that can prove the Big Bang was the creation of everything from nothing. No.
Nobody has ever believed that. Not even the people that say the Big Bang is true say that.
Well, I mean, if something is true, aren't you making like, what would that be, a positive claim?
Yeah, okay. So do you think God exists?
I can't prove or disprove it. So no, I wouldn't even say anything about it. No.
So you're agnostic. Okay. You're an agnostic atheist like I am. Okay.
Yeah, I don't claim something and say I know I can prove it's wrong and then I can't. Then the burden of proof would be on me. So if I don't have something overwhelming that can say, okay, that thing does or doesn't exist, then I just keep my mouth shut.
What would the overwhelming evidence of the Big Bang be according to you?
I don't see any evidence provided that would say some person that told me a bunch of shit happened in the universe and everything came from that is suffice. I just don't believe that.
Cool. So the question was, what evidence would convince you that the Big Bang is true?
Well, something that would be sufficient.
What would count as sufficient to you?
I don't know. When somebody provides evidence, that's usually sufficient for me to believe that something actually happened.
Have you looked into any of the evidence about the Big Bang?
I mean, there's nothing conclusive.
Have you looked into any of the evidence?
I mean, there's nothing conclusive. Even if I didn't look, I know.
Holy fucking shit, dude. Could you explain any... Go ahead and tell me anything about the Big Bang as you understand it.
Like what I know about the Big Bang?
Yep.
I mean, there was an explosion.
No, like you're literally already wrong. It's not an explosion.
So there was what, a dense point and everything come and expanded from it?
The universe was once a denser state. Yeah.
Okay, and how does someone know that?
So you're not aware of any of the evidence that supports this?
I'm asking you, how does someone definitively know that?
And I'm trying to figure out why you think this thing that you don't know anything about is false.
Well, if somebody that lives in our day and age can tell you how everything started, that's very questionable.
Nobody says that they know that.
Like, we know why life started in terms of like humans and stuff, because there's scientific evidence that points to it, and we can go back and repeat that and see that it exists, right?
I mean, it's kind of sort of something like that, I guess. Okay, so do you agree or disagree that we live in an expanding universe?
I mean, I guess so. I wouldn't know too deep about that, but like I said.
Okay, so if the universe is currently expanding, then if we run the clock backwards, if we run time backwards, then what does everything about the universe do?
Like it retracts?
Yes. And it keeps retracting and retracting and retracting, or contracting, whatever, until it gets to this point where the laws of physics sort of break down. And that initial point is, we can call it a singularity or whatever, but that's where the expansion begins from. So I'm sensing that you have no logical problem with any of this so far.
Okay, but is it a proven theory? That's what I'm asking you.
I will answer that question after you answer mine, please. Pretty please with sugar on top. It sounds like there's no logical problem with any of this, according to you.
No, actually, there is a logical problem, which is why I said you can't say it's true. I just Googled it in 2 seconds, and everything says that the Big Bang Theory is not complete.
No scientific theory is complete. We don't know how quantum mechanics and gravity work together. But are you a flat earther? Do you deny the existence of the electron?
No, actually,
okay.
I mean,
so we have an incomplete theory that you accept, that you basically accept. So back to the Big Bang.
No.
There, you see no logical problem with, yes, we live in an expanding universe, and if we run the clock backwards, it can only, the material, whatever we see in the universe, can only do one thing, which is converge together, I guess. And it keeps doing that until everything becomes...
How are you saying something positive?
Please don't interrupt me. Until everything comes so completely collapsed together that we reach this singularity thing where our laws of physics can't describe what's going on, but we have an explanation for what happens after that point. You have no logical problem with this, right?
I do have a problem with you telling me how something works and saying, I guess, in between the statement. You don't know if you're guessing. And I'm sure there's people more qualified than you that have studied and spoke about this stuff and still cannot completely agree to how this actually happened. But if you're talking about gravity and other things, there's probably something objective they're using to measure that this thing exists.
You correct? Don't think that... were predictions made following Big Bang cosmology decades ahead of time, and the prediction for what we would find, this cosmic microwave background radiation, it was a specific temperature. The mapping of it was it's within a 1/10,000th of a degree of what they thought it would be. The precision for the science that's been confirmed within the Big Bang model is it's some of the most precise stuff that we have in terms of science.
Yeah, but is it a complete theory? Is it proven?
No theory is ever complete.
Okay.
We don't understand how quantum mechanics and gravity work together, for example.
Okay, but was there a theory for how gravity worked?
There were laws for gravity that just described what was happening. But we didn't have...
That's not what I asked you, though. Was there a theory for something called gravity when they were initially thinking about how it worked?
No.
Okay, but how did they figure out that gravity does exist?
We described mathematically the gravitational phenomenon and demonstrated that it's sort of universal, in a sense. That's what the universal gravitational equations and laws that are developed by Isaac Newton do. But he famously said... I offer no hypothesis or something like that, because he had no idea why it is that way. And then Albert Einstein came along, and through general relativity, we were able to explain the phenomena of gravity rather than just describe
it. That's literally exactly what a theory is.
Yes, and we have a Big Bang theory.
Yeah.
We have things like the Hubble-Lemaitre law, and the Big Bang theory explains why it is that way.
Okay, well, if you're talking about a theory, like I just asked you, there was a theory that they had for gravity. They figured out some kind of metric that was able to prove that it actually happens, it exists. Now, objectively speaking, even if we didn't have that, it still did, right? But we just found a way to explain how it does, which is why I said you have some kind of evidence and you can repeat something that shows that thing actually does happen the way you said it does. So there had to have been a theory of gravity for someone to presuppose what it is that's happening, and then after that prove that it is that. If the theory of the Big Bang is not complete, then nobody knows if it's actually true.
The theory of gravity is not complete.
Well, then
this
is
the third time I've said this. No scientific theory is complete.
Okay, so we don't know how gravity works?
There are things about gravity that we don't know. Like how it plays.
That's not what I asked you.
Yes, it is. We don't know how this would make it incomplete. We don't know how gravity and quantum mechanics work together, because everything.
That's not what I'm asking you.
Oh God, you don't know what you're asking, apparently, because I'm telling you exactly what the implications of your question are in another field, and you're just going, no.
No, actually...
You unironically literally just did it.
No, it's not unironic, because when I'm asking you if you know how gravity works, we do. You're saying that we don't know how it works in conjunction with something else.
That's not so it's incomplete.
No, it's not incomplete.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not incomplete. The other thing
Holy
is unknown.
Holy fucking shit. Chat, what is it doing?
Gravity's is incomplete?
Chat, what is it doing?
Hold on, gravity's incomplete?
Chat, what is it doing?
Don't appeal to your chat. Just have a conversation.
What is it doing?
Like, are you going to be a weirdo and talk about it? Let me ask you something, okay? Is gravity not known? Do we not know what gravity is? Can it not be proven?
Do you know what incomplete means?
This guy's getting frustrated because a guy that's not even into science can even just fucking dismember his argument. Yes, I
You're
do
not
know
dismembering what- anything. You're not understanding your own questions. What does it mean to be incomplete?
Oh my God, man.
Oh my God.
Relax, relax, guy.
What does it mean to be incomplete?
This is just a stupid conversation I guess I'm having. You don't have the parts.
Go on.
But that's what something incomplete is. You don't have all the parts.
And what else? When it comes to the scientific theory, what would the parts be?
The metrics we use to prove that thing.
Okay. Do we have metrics to prove how gravity affects quantum level materials?
Gravity does not need quantum anything to exist.
So we don't know. So we don't know how gravity interacts at the quantum level or how it plays with quantum mechanics. We don't know this.
Gravity exists.
It's incomplete.
Hold on. Am I asking you if gravity is existing and we know how it works? Or am I asking you if it works in conjunction with something else?
If we knew how it worked in conjunction with something else, then that would be part of the whole of the theory. We are missing that part.
No,
it's
you just
incomplete.
Don't understand the quantum part. The gravity has
Chat,
nothing to do
what
with
is it
the
doing?
Part.
Yeah, so there's something we don't know.
You're just saying something
it's incomplete.
Completely irrelevant to try and make yourself seem smart. That's what you're
no,
doing.
No, this is like in all of the field of physics, this is the single most thorny issue with all of them. It is the fundamental thing that if you could figure this out, you would go down in history as probably greater than Albert Einstein in terms
and
of
I guess
impact.
That would be the same thing for you talking about the Big Bang Theory being true and we don't have a complete understanding, correct? Blew your mind there, didn't I, bud?
This has nothing to do with me.
It blew your mind there, didn't I, bud?
No. I don't
if the Big Bang
I think
theory,
that was I don't think that was even
Bang
a sentence.
Theory, hold on. Let's get this actually. If the Big Bang Theory is not complete, which means it's incomplete, then how would you understand it? The same way with gravity and the quantum, right? You don't understand that either. I don't. Let's grant you that. Then
yes, there's a part of gravity that we don't understand. The rest of it is understood to a extremely high level. This is the exact same story with the Big Bang. There are things about it we don't understand. There are many other things we understand at an extremely high level. And because there's so much we understand at an extremely high level, that's why it's a theory. Because a theory is a collection of proven tests, observations, experiments, etc., that all converge toward one grand unifying description of nature.
A theory is just a supposition. I know exactly what it is. I get it.
Gravity is just a supposition?
Yeah, and we have an idea of how gravity works, and there's things on this planet that
we
use.
We have an extremely precise idea of how it works, yes. It's so incredibly successful that we've been able to change the entire world because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's in the upper echelons of our greatest ideas ever. Gravity is. And so is the Big Bang.
Yeah, and the Big Bang compared to gravity, what do you think we actually understand? The Big Bang or gravity?
Both. That's why they're both theories. Guffaw. Guffaw.
What